Welcome to our latest midweek podcast. Great that you can join us. We're in Philippians chapter 2. I'm going to read verses 1 to 11. Philippians 2, verses 1 to 11. It feels very familiar doing a midweek podcast on Philippians 2. It's entirely possible that this is a passage we've gone to at some point in the last 10 or 11 months. I do apologise if we have done it before and if that last time is fresh in your mind still. But I've got to Philippians 2 in my Bible reading, and I hope this will be a help and an encouragement. Let me read verses 1 to 11. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus is just wonderful, isn't he? What a privilege it is for someone to know that there's somebody else in their life who would do anything for them if they knew that would be good. And as we come to these verses, we realise that if we're trusting Christ, that is true of us. We have in our lives the Lord Jesus, who, not just that he would do anything for us if he knew it would be good for us, but has done everything for us because he knew it would be good for us. Look what he's done again, verses 6 to 8. If you try to sum up these verses in a symbol, I think it would be a downward arrow, or maybe a succession of downward arrows. Look how we just read of Jesus stooping lower and lower and lower. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. Verse 6, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing. Down he came, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And as if that wasn't enough, verse 8, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself yet further and became obedient to death. And then you can almost sense just how breathtaking Paul found these last few words. Even death on a cross. He went that low. Why? Well, because verses 4 and 5, he knew that was in our interests. Paul's command there in verse 4, each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. In other words, your attitude, verse 5, should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. He put our interests first. And that is why he stooped down, 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 all the way to the cross itself. We read these verses and we just marvel at how he put us first. But there's such a challenge, isn't there? We're not just told that Jesus has done this for us. We're also told here in these verses that that's supposed to become the pattern of our lives, verses 3 and 4. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. That is a very high standard, isn't it, that we're set there. Most of us, most of the time, our instinct is to kind of do the opposite of verses 3 and 4 are telling us to do. It's to do pretty much everything we do out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Subtly, we try and hide it, but that's what drives much of what we want to do. Many of us, we spend most of the time wanting to consider ourselves better than others. End of verse 3. We look just to our own interests, really, not to the interests of others. Yeah, we're subtle. You know, we try and hide the fact that that's what we're doing, but so tempting for that to be what drives us. But no, this says, be like Christ in what he's done for you. Be like him. What a word for us to hear. Just think what it would look like if we did that more consistently in our life together as a church family in these strange times that we're living in, when nothing that's going on seems very ideal at all. It's so easy, isn't it, at the moment for us just to be thinking, well, here's something that would make things a little bit better for me at least. I'd feel a bit happier if things could just be this way. No, this verse says, don't think first about what suits me, what suits you. Let's think first about what's best for others too. How our church life would be transformed if that was going on more and more. It's just wonderful. It's one of the most encouraging things in recent months is when we've seen just lovely glimpses of that. People going into difficult situations and stopping and not just thinking about what's good for them, but what would be more of a blessing to others and what might be helpful to them. That's thinking inside the church. And then what about outside the church as we relate to people who aren't part of our church family? It's interesting, isn't it? That sort of burst of neighbourliness and community spirit that characterised the early days of the COVID crisis, lockdown one, all that looking out for neighbours, that shopping for others, all that volunteering, that's really fraying now, isn't it? In fact, in many ways, it's almost non-existent 10, 11 months on in a dark winter. Just heads down, hunker down, look out for ourselves. Let's make it through till spring. Let's make it through till when the vaccine comes, whatever it may be. Well, what an opportunity for Christians to be different and still to stand out as we try to live out these verses in the way that we relate to others outside the church. It's interesting as Paul goes on further into Philippians 2, verse 15. He's just got this lovely kind of glimpse image of God's children living lives that make them shine like stars in the universe. Well, what an opportunity we have to do that as his people at the moment, as we try to live to serve others and not ourselves. What an opportunity to be different. So here's a question off the back of today's midweek podcast as you head into today, into the rest of the week. What could you do to put verse 4 into practice? How could you look not only to your own interests, but to the interests of others, of someone else in the church family today, later on this week? Practically, what could you do? Is there a phone call you could make? Be a bit of a hassle remembering to do it, but what a blessing it might be to the person on the other end. Is there a card you could send to someone? What an encouragement it would be for so many in the church family to receive a card from someone they've not seen for a long time. Is there a neighbour you could just check on? Someone you could offer to do some shopping with as you pop out to the shops for yourself, whatever it might be. How can we put verse 4 into practice? Knowing as we do how much the Lord loves it when as his people we live in those ways. Look how he responded to the Lord Jesus just as we finish verses 9 to 11. Again, if there's a symbol to sum up these verses, it's not a downward arrow, it's an upward arrow, isn't it? Just right up, towering up. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. That is where things are heading. That's where everything is headed towards at the moment. The glory that is the Lord Jesus. Why? Because he stooped and humbled himself, as we're told he did. And this glory that we're going to share in if we're trusting him, that's where we're headed. But first, to get up, the path is down. And so how can we stoop and put the interests of others ahead of our own today? Let me pray. Let me lead us in prayer that the Lord would help us in these things. Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus. And we thank you so much that you don't just come to us and tell us to live certain ways. We thank you that it all begins with what you've done for us in him, with the way he stooped so low because he knew it was in our interests. Leaving heaven, not counting equality with you something to be grasped, but becoming a human being, stooping to death, even death on a cross, that we might be saved. We thank you for him, and we pray that by your Spirit, who strengthened him to do that, that you would be strengthening us to follow his example even today, even this week, to be putting the interests of others ahead of our own. Help us to be people who do that, who have an attitude that is the same as that of Christ Jesus. And we pray that that would be a great encouragement to others and a great witness to others outside the church as well. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. I'll lead us in a couple more prayers as well. Prayers that have been provided by the Church Society for us in this time of pandemic. The first is for those working in the health services, so let's pray for them. Our gracious Father, thank you for all those working in healthcare, and especially those in our congregation who are serving the community within the NHS and public health bodies. Grant them and all who work in essential services protection and strength for each day's challenges, and to work with skill and patience. We also pray for the Prime Minister, the Health Secretary, and the Chief Medical and Scientific Officers, that they and those who work with them will have wisdom and insight sufficient for the decisions they need to make at this difficult time. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. And then finally, a prayer that at this time many would be turning to the Lord. Again, let's pray. Loving Heavenly Father, at this time of great uncertainty in our country and around the world, we pray that people would turn to you for stability and comfort. We pray particularly for those who don't yet know Jesus, that through some means, in the midst of all that is happening, they would hear the good news about him. Grant them repentance and the knowledge of the truth, that they may know you and the secure joy of eternal life in him. For we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thanks again for joining us. I hope you have a good rest of the week, and look forward to seeing you on Sunday, or if not then, hopefully soon.